NASA solar probe enters sun's atmosphere, makes closest pass ever. Achieving the feat that eluded Icarus, on Christmas Eve day, NASA's Parker solar probe flew close enough to touch the sun, emerging unscathed on the other side, breaking its previous record by passing just 3.8 million miles above the sun's surface. This fearless explorer dared to go where even the gods have been afraid to go. The Parker solar probe passed through the sun's outer atmosphere at a mind-boggling 430,000 miles per hour, 692,000 kilometers per hour, a speed that was necessary to avoid being burned to a crisp. Even for the heavily heat-shielded Parker probe, pausing to look around and take a few minutes of video could have been disastrous. The scientists from the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory who were monitoring the spacecraft's travels had to wait, nervously, of course, for 2 days to see if the NASA probe had survived its encounter with our blazing hot star. But on December 26th, cheers went up all around the tracking room as the scientists received the beacon signal from the probe, confirming that it was just fine. American gods, rituals and sacrifices to the all-powerful solar gods. NASA telescope discovers more than 2,600 new alien planets. Despite its relatively brief stay within the sun's intense heat envelope, the Parker solar probe was still able to take many different measurements and collect reams of valuable data. What the probe learned has the potential to change our understanding of solar physics, as there are still mysteries to be solved about how exactly our local star functions. Boldly going where no probe has gone before. To reach its destination, the Parker solar probe needed to cross 90 million miles of space. Originally launched in 2018, the probe made multiple flybys of the planet Venus, which steered it closer and closer to the sun and ultimately allowed it to reach an optimal orbit following the last such flyby on November 6th of this year. Now that the probe has been steered into the proper orbit, it will continue to pass close by the sun every 3 months, hurtling through its atmosphere, collecting more and more data each time. It remains uncertain how long the heat and radiation shielding that protects the Parker solar probe will last. But based on the success of the first part of its mission, it is hoped that it will be able to collect and transmit data for a few more years. Deciphering the role of Helios, the sun god of Greek mythology. Are we about to see commercial development of the moon? Bigelow Aerospace says, yes. It might seem that a distance of 3.8 million miles from the sun's surface is too far to be considered a close approach. But the planet Mercury, which is hellishly hot and impossible to visit, is actually 36 million miles, 58 million kilometers, away from the sun, or more than 7 times this distance. The sun itself is 864,938 miles, 1,392,000 kilometers, in diameter. But its atmosphere, which is known as its corona, stretches out into space for an astonishing 5 million miles, 8 million kilometers, in all directions. Temperatures inside the corona, where the Parker solar probe will be passing through repeatedly, can surpass 1 million degrees Fahrenheit, a number that exceeds the sun's surface temperature by many orders of magnitude. And yet the probe should remain protected, as it is encased in a carbon foam shield that can heat up to 2,600 degrees Fahrenheit, while still fully protecting the instrumentation behind it, keeping it at the equivalent of room temperature on Earth in a shaded compartment. The shielding is only expected to heat up to 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit during its flybys, meaning it should remain functional for quite some time. On its passes through the scorching corona, the Parker solar probe will take measurements that can help scientists understand how this region heat up so precipitously. The probe will also seek to trace the origin of the solar wind, the constant flow of superheated particles escaping from the sun, and discover how energetic particles are accelerated to half the speed of light by such processes. The sun and its solar system are revealing their secrets. Even during its previous not-so-close passes by the sun, the probe was able to deliver some fascinating and unexpected data. It found, for example, that the corona is wrinkled with spikes and valleys, and is not as smooth as was previously believed. In addition, near the visible surface of the sun, which is known as the photosphere, the probe identified the origin of strange zigzag-like structures in the solar wind, which are known as switchbacks. The data is so important for the science community because it gives us another vantage point, said heliophysicist Kelly Korek, a program scientist at NASA headquarters who worked on one of the mission's instruments. By getting first-hand accounts of what's happening in the solar atmosphere, The Parker Solar Probe has revolutionized our understanding of the Sun. The Parker Solar Probe has made additional discoveries about the inner solar system. It has discovered a phenomenon where coronal mass ejections suck up dust as they sweep across the solar system, and uncovered some intriguing data about the energetic particles that are steadily emitted by the Sun. Flights near Venus have recorded the planet's natural radio emissions, and also photographed its orbital dust ring. The probe will be passing close to the Sun again twice during the first 6 months of the new year, on March 22nd and June 19th. The analysis of the newly collected data from the Christmas Eve flyby will begin soon, and it is expected to reveal at least a few surprises. Source: Steve Gribben/NASA/APL/Public Domain. By Nathan Fault.